بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب ستر عورات المسلمين والنهي عن إشاعتها لغير ضرورة. الحمد لله. This is the 28th chapter. It is regarding concealing the faults of Muslims and prohibition of publicizing their faults unnecessarily. قال الله تعالى إن الذين يحبون أن تشيع الفاحشة في الذين آمنوا لهم عذاب أليم في الدنيا والآخرة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for those who love to spread immorality regarding the believers, then for them is a painful punishment in this world and the hereafter. In other words, instead of concealing the faults of your Muslim brother, he did something wrong, but you make that viral, you pass it on to others, so that he is belittled, he is ridiculed, he is mocked at. Allah ta'ala protect us from this. So this chapter concerns this topic. And the hadith follow. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يستر عبد عبدا في الدنيا إلا ستره الله يوم القيامة. رواه مسلم. Yet no Muslim, no person conceals the fault of another Muslim in this world except Allah will conceal his faults on the day of Qiyamah. You conceal the faults of your Muslim brother in this world. He did something wrong and you happen to see it. You didn't publicize it. You conceal his fault. And then Allah Ta'ala, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah won't expose your faults in front of the entire mankind. Allah will conceal your faults. وَعَنْهُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ يَقُولَ كُلُّ أُمَّتِي مُعَافًا إِلَّا الْمُجَاهِدِينَ. Rasulullah SAW says that my entire ummah is forgiven besides the mujahideen. وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْمُجَاهَرَةِ أَن يَعْمَلَ الرَّجُلُ بِاللَّيْلِ عَمَلًا ثُمَّ يُصْبِحُ وَقَدْ سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فَيَقُولُ يَا فُلَانَ عملت البارحة كذا وكذا وقد بات يسره ربه ويصبح يكشف ستر الله عنه. متفق عليه. What is mujahara? What is mujahirin? Mujahir. Mujahara means that a person does some wrong at night. He disobeys Allah Ta'ala at night. He commits a sin. He commits a vice. Then he wakes up in the morning in the condition that the entire night Allah concealed that fault. Allah did not expose him. Allah concealed his fault, the entire night passed in the same way, but this person in the morning when he wakes up, when he rises, he calls his friends and he tells his friends that, you know what, last night I did this wrong and that wrong. Whereas Allah had concealed his fault, and he in the morning, he wakes up tearing this seal and veil that Allah Ta'ala had kept over him. He is exposing his own faults. This is what Sharia abhors. A person should conceal his sins. Make tawbah, make istighfar. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is such that Allah is not exposing us, Allah is not humiliating us, Allah is covering our faults, then it is so foolish for a person now to publicize his wrongs, because this is now showing contempt to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's beautiful system. Allah ta'ala, this draws Allah ta'ala's anger, that Allah is ghaffar al-dhunub, sattar al-uyub. Now we going and exposing our own faults. So Allah Ta'ala says, and the Rasulullah says, my entire ummah is forgiven except such a person who went and exposed his own faults and he's bragging to his friends that last night I did this, last night I did that. May Allah protect us. وَعَنْهُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالْ إِذَا زَنَتِ الْأَمَّةُ فَتَبَيَّنَ زِنَاهَا فَلْيَجْلِدْهَا الْحَدَّ. When a slave will commit zina, then Rasulullah said, then give her had punishment. Whatever the punishment is, she must be meted out of punishment. And وَلَا يُثَرِّبْ عَلَيْهَا. But you don't rebuke her over and above that. Just give her shari'i punishment and you don't rebuke her. ثُمَّ إِن زَنَتِ ثَانِيَ فَلْيَجْلِدْهَا الْحَدَّ وَلَا يُثَرِّبْ عَلَيْهَا. Second time she goes and commits zina. She's under your care. She's your property. She commits zina. Then you give her shari'i punishment, but you don't rebuke her. ثُمَّ إِن زَنَتِ الثَّالِثَةَ. The third time she commits zina. Now Rasulullah says, فَلْيَبِعْهَا. Sell her. No use keeping her in your possession. وَلَوْ بِحَبْلٍ مِّن شَعَرْ. Even though it means just for a small rope also, that is for a meager price, sell her. Of course, you have to tell the purchaser that this is her fault. But what is meant in this hadith, what is emphasized, the fact that over and above what Allah has given as punishment, we don't have the authority to ridicule somebody and go and expose her fault and unjustly humiliate her. Whatever her shari'i punishment is, you give her that. وعنه رضي الله عنه قال أتي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم برجل قد شرب خمرا. A man is brought to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He had drank some alcohol. So he was drunk. قَالَ اِدْرِبُوهُ Rasul said, well, we have to hit him. قَالَ أَبُو هُرَيْرَ فَمِنَّا أَضْضَارِبُ بِيَدِي So somebody give him a few smacks with the hand. وَضَّارِبُ بِنَعْلِي Somebody took out his shoe and give him a few strikes with the shoe. وَضَّارِبُ بِثَوْبِي Somebody took his shawl and with the edge of the shawl over the clothes, just give him a few strikes. That was his punishment. فَلَمَّنْ صَرَفَ After they gave him his punishment, as he turned, قَالَ بَعْضُ الْقَوْمِ Somebody from the crowd then shouted out, أَخْزَاكَ اللَّهُ He tells this person who was given the punishment, may Allah disgrace you. قَالَ Rasulullah then said, لَا تَقُلُوا هَكَذَا Don't see such a thing. لَا تُعِينُوا عَلَيْهِ الشَّيْطَانِ Don't assist shaitan against him. He got his punishment, now you're disgracing him, now you're belittling him, and now you're helping shaitan wants this person to lose all hope. Instead of giving him hope, now you're making him feel even miserable. This should not be our method and attitude towards a sinner. He's given his punishment, now we don't keep on over and above that, now cursing him and using indecent words. Allah Ta'ala protect us. See how beautiful Sharia is. Allah Ta'ala gives hope to even a sinner. Whatever sin he did, we have got no authority to go and expose people's sins. It is mentioned in other riwayat that if you go and publicize people's sins and you talk to and tell everybody this, he did this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you, make you commit the sins in your lifetime before that person passes away or before you pass away. Allah protect us, Allah give us these Mubarak days when by whatever lessons we learn, توفيق of making عمل وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك